We hope you are enjoying the Adventist Review podcast. We repurpose content from the magazine and make it available for you to listen to at your convenience. In this podcast series, written and recorded by Jill Morricone, she shares her journey with Jesus.
Most days, I carry the pain hidden deep inside. Some days, I don't even realize it's there. Years ago, I gave the death of my dream to God, choosing to trust Him with a why, choosing to serve Him where He's planted me, finding joy and meaning in marriage and ministry. Many days, I feel joy and peace, thankful that I am well over that pain. Then something triggers a memory, and I'm transported back more than 10 years to the day the pain of Mother's Day first became real. That first Sabbath, only weeks after the doctor's verdict, is forever seared in my memory. The roses handed out to the mothers and the anguish of the knowledge that unless God worked a miracle, I would never receive one of those. Or at best, it would be a band-aid, a cover, a front by sympathetic people to make me feel better. They're just being nice because I'm not a mom. I smile and take the rose, while something inside me cries. You'll never be one of them. A simple rose can never turn a woman into a mom. It takes more. Someone to love, someone to care for, someone to nurture, someone you don't have. I try not to let myself feel too deeply. After all, what good does it do? So I swallow the lump in my throat and will my mind someplace else, anywhere but here. Oh God, why does it still hurt after all these years? I recently bumped into a woman who had read an article I wrote years ago in the Adventist Review about Mother's Day and wanted to thank me for my honesty. Many people offer prayers or suggestions, but this was different, for she too had her own pain. She and her husband decided to adopt, waited years for their children, and then devastatingly, the adoption fell through. We talked and traded stories. As we said our goodbyes, she reached out and squeezed me tightly. Here's a hug from one wannabe mother to another. She disappeared into the crowd while my tears spilled over. We had different stories, but the same pain, the same longing, the same unanswered questions. Will that pain ever go away completely? I used to think that surrender and trusting Jesus were enough. Surely, Jesus could fill that void inside. And He does. I've experienced His peace and contentment in ways I never thought possible. But on Mother's Day, the void remains.
Journey with Jesus is a regular podcast hosted by Jill Morricone. If you have been blessed, touched, or inspired by Jill's words, I invite you to subscribe to her podcast. Jill is a regular feature in the Adventist Review magazine, both online and in printed form. If you would like to subscribe to the magazine, visit our website at adventistreview.org.